Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. My name is Karen Stotterman. I'm a University of Florida commercial horticulture extension agent. My colleague right here is Jill Telfer. She's a family nutrition program agent, also with the University of Florida. And our colleague who's not here today is Kathy Bryant. She's a family and consumer science agent. So us, the three of us agents, are presenting our program today called Queens, Crowns, and Characters, and using state partners in programs. Kathy, Jill, and I are all three from Volusia County. We represent the University of Florida in Volusia County. And when you think of Volusia County is Daytona Beach and DeLand, Florida. When you think of those places, you probably think, what, spring break, NASCAR, all those kinds of places in Volusia County, and those are very well there. But you wouldn't necessarily think of it as being an agricultural county. Well, we really are, but we aren't really well known. So my job as the commercial hort agent was to try to bring to light some of these commercial agricultural products as well as the state of Florida. So we like to celebrate our commodities in Volusia County, and this is our program. So first of all, again, like I said, my job is to promote agriculture awareness and the commodities that are involved, and we decided to use the Volusia County Farmers Market to feature our programs. Now, the Volusia County Farmers Market is right next to our office at the University of Florida Extension office, so it was really convenient. And it is also run by Farm Bureau of Volusia County. So we decided to form a partnership, and we wanted to highlight fresh from Florida products as well as some of the products offered in Volusia County. So coming into that, we were kind of scratched our heads and wondered, gee, what are we going to do to bring awareness to these products, to bring everybody to come on out and celebrate these products, to buy local, and, of course, build up the attendance at the farmers markets. In the meantime, teach them about some of the commodities in Volusia County as well as in the state of Florida and how valuable they are for us to continue support with that. So the first thing we had to do was figure out how we were going to go about this task. We wanted to, first of all, select a couple of commodities that people liked. I mean, it's one thing to choose Brussels sprouts, but you probably wouldn't get a lot of popularity from Brussels sprouts. So we thought we would get something that's kind of highly popular. And from that, we wanted to create a public interest. Why would you come out to the farmer's market if we're going to talk about a particular product? What would motivate you to get off the couch and come to that program? We also wanted to provide information, because with the University of Florida, we do support education. And we wanted to make sure that, of course, we knew how to cook the product, how healthy it was for us, how important that it was here, and what kind of growers that are growing in, that grow this product in Volusia County as well as statewide. And perhaps we would maybe include some national support with this commodity. So we also had to stimulate demand. Well, what would make most people come out to our farmers market? All right, maybe a pretty girl, maybe a cartoon. We all know what stimulates people to get out. Inside the beautiful weather, we had to think outside the box. So we also wanted to make sure that we reinforced the brand, that it was from Florida, that it's healthy, and it's something that you would buy. Now, you think that might be easy, but it was quite a challenge. So what we decided to do was perhaps use some of our characters, some of the royalty, or perhaps some incentives to bring people out to the farmers market and feature these products. Jill?
Okay, so building product awareness. Of course, we have to start prior to the event with a lot of marketing. That means the local newspaper, like the Daytona Beach News Journal and the Beacon. We did some radio spots. We, of course, have a lot of online resources through University of Florida, through the county. And the other nice thing about the market that Karen mentioned, it's central to the county. It's in the middle of the county, and you get 6,000 to 10,000 people there every Wednesday. So you also already have a built-in audience. So this, you can see the watermelon eating contest right there. I think she was actually one of our winners. Then creating interest, the day of the event, we have a lot of local partners. So the vendors, we have a lot of vendors that come out every Wednesday, and they've donated watermelon on Watermelon Day. The growers donate citrus so that the participants can taste different varieties. They love asking questions. They love interacting with our local growers. And, of course, these are seasonal events. So that means our strawberry celebration, that's in February. Watermelon Day was our most recent event. That was in May. And Citrus Day is in December. But Along with our local partners, we also had some watermelon carvings from a local culinary school, and we have a state partnership with Fresh from Florida that brought a lot of great materials to the participants that came out. But really, the feature of the day are the mascots and the queens. They create excitement. They make it really a special event. The queens or the mascots come out with balloons. People love to get pictures taken with them, no matter what age they are. They help with the drawings, the games. So they really have been a critical part of making it not just an average market event, but making it special. So the partnership between the Florida Watermelon Association, and that's the Florida Watermelon Queen. We also had the National Watermelon Queen come to the event just recently in May. So they really make the event special, and people really gravitate to the event. One of the missions of Extension, of course, is education. So there's always an educational component to our programming. So whether it's a food demo, to your left you're going to see George Benedict. He's a local farmer, and he's making collard greens. So that's what he loves to do, and people love his samples. We talk about food safety, maybe how to store the commodity, how to store the produce appropriately. And we have a citrus grower on the right, and there was a huge line of people to ask our citrus growers questions and to sample the different varieties. So the educational component is also interesting for the participants, and they get to sample and have drawings and a lot of interaction. So during the event, we have people there recording, because we have a couple TV shows that the event ends up on. So we're helping these state organizations like the Citrus Association and the Watermelon Association, because they're being marketed further with the public television show that they come out and tape. We get great photographs that end up online. The State Farm Bureau publishes and does articles on our event, along with our local Farm Bureau. And the Farm Bureau is always at our event. They always have a table also. So there's a lot of positive marketing for our partnerships after the event also.
Okay, so as you can see, these were the actual cast of characters and mascots that we had come out. You recognize the National Watermelon Queen, and she was from Mississippi, and she got crowned. And at that time, Miss Florida Watermelon Queen on the far right, in the dark blue dress, was our representative for our very first year, and she happened to win the Nationals. So she was the queen for this year, our National Queen. And, of course, we have Megan Morgan, who is 2014's Watermelon Queen. And we kind of grow up with these girls as they come and move on to professional places. The royalty get exposure, because the Watermelon Association is quite popular in the Southeast, but we want to make sure that Volusia County and Central Florida is recognized for our watermelon. In addition to that, you can see our mascots over there. We had Jammer. Jammer is from the Strawberry Growers Association. And then we have Captain Citrus, which is the Florida mascot, as well as Jay Slice. He's the national mascot. Now you wonder, how did I get my hands on those? Well, it's a lot of beg, borrowing, and exposure. And that's how to get some partners in. Let them know that they're going to be hit in the media. Let them know that they're going to have pull quotes in the local television, radio, online. And these people will come and support your program. Now you got to top that. So each year it gets more and more challenging. So we look for more and more people that perhaps want to take part of this program. So what we do is we're going to continue to put this to work. We get our local growers. More of them have come up to us and said, hey, why don't you have Florida Grower Day? So this way, in Volusia County, we are known as the cut foliage capital of the world, which we, of course, produce the most leather leaf and cut foliage in the entire state. And they have come on board and said, hey, we'll hand out bouquets if you feature us. And the cattle guys have said, hey, we want to take a part of this. We'll bring some cows. We'll bring some sheep. We'll bring out a petting zoo out there. So as you can tell, the farmers market's getting quite excited. Our attendance has skyrocketed because children come out. They make a special day. We've had special needs children. We've had general public. We've also had mothers that bring home activity sheets for their children to learn by. And, of course, our commodities, now the strawberry royalty says, we want to be part of this. So they want to be part of also more queens. We also would like to feature our Volusia County queens, but as you can see, there's no end to exposure, and with 10,000 people coming, they all love this. So our participation with growers, as well as national and the state of Florida, is continuing to grow because it benefits everybody, and you can see our selection, which continues to grow. So that's our program in Volusia County, and most people think now when you look at our paper, at least in Volusia County, that they think we are chief growers of watermelon, strawberries, and citrus in Volusia County. And in actuality, we probably have one watermelon grower, one strawberry grower, and citrus, we do have some acreage of citrus. But we by far are not an agricultural place to come to, but you would never know from our marketing, and it continues to grow. So hopefully we've done our job and brought people to realize that Volusia County and the state of Florida offers the best in produce available. No matter what it takes for them to come out, we'll market it and we'll bring them out. And with that, we'll take any questions you may have. She asked if that's a grower's farmer's market, or are they selling everything? They are selling everything. It's a slight flea market as well, and it does service people that also go to the Plant City and bring their products in. We have probably maybe three local growers. But you bring up a good point. Some of our growers have asked to have a Volusia County section because we've stimulated such positive interest. They want to have one area in the market specifically for Volusia County. If it's cut foliage, if it's fresh vegetables or herbs, they have asked that since we have brought in so many people out to the event. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad we packed the room in here today at 5 o'clock. But anyway, if you have any further questions, don't hesitate to get a hold of Jill and I. And thank you again. Hope you enjoy the conference.